Take a break from your busy schedule and join Bonnie Sala, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
When Peter came to the end of writing the second book, which bears his name, he gave some very practical advice. He ended by saying, "Be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men, and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Notice the two words, guard and grow. That was the practical advice of a fisherman who knew that he had to defend his fishing grounds, but he couldn't spend all of his time keeping others out of what he felt belonged to him. He had to fish. He had to grow. Some people spend so much time guarding things, they never have time to grow anything. They are the holy defenders of the faith, denouncing anyone and everyone who disagrees with them. No, Peter was not suggesting that you constantly view everyone with suspicion. He said, "Keep up your guard so that you won't fall away from your secure position," and then added, perhaps as a balance, "grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Have you ever noticed that you don't tell a child, "Look, in the next 12 months, I want you to grow 5 inches and gain 15 pounds. Now grow." You may set quotas for salespeople and goals for the next year, but your children don't respond to your growth goals. Why? Growth is the result of several factors: proper nutrition, exercise, enough sleep, and then, certainly without their consciously thinking about it, growth takes place. How do you grow in grace, as Peter suggested? No, commanded. Spiritual growth is often the result of adverse situations, no less than real pain which you face, usually situations you would never choose to go through. Sometimes it's an illness or a business failure. Sometimes it is a period of financial or personal turmoil. A spouse dies. Your best friend abandons you. You either taste of the sufficiency of God or you wither and die. How do you know that you are growing in grace as opposed to just getting on with your life? Growth in grace is reflected in 5 ways. 1, you accept circumstances, understanding that God can bring order out of chaos. No, it doesn't mean you like them, but you refuse to give in to despair, asking God to intervene. It's the attitude of Paul, who wrote the Corinthians, saying, "He forgave in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes." 2, you are growing in grace when you come to understand that God is sufficient to meet you. You will never test the resources and grace of God apart from hitting bottom. "My grace is sufficient for you," God told Paul. If you listen carefully, you will hear the same echo in your life. 3, you are growing in grace when you cultivate a voice of praise instead of complaining about circumstances. This is what Paul meant when he wrote, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 4, you are growing in grace when you have a desire to do the will of God, no matter what others do. The problem is that at times our will is in conflict with what we know God wills. We want revenge. God says, "Forgive." We remember. God says, "Forget." When you say, "God, I put this in your hands, you deal with it," you are growing in God's grace. And 5, finally, growth in grace is characterized by a willingness to wait on the Lord, knowing that His timetable is different from yours.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.